Just before I get back to calls, there was a subject that I wanted to talk about last night. We got carried away with a million other things, but it's important to talk about. Have you heard of this drama concerning the Norwegian beach handball team, the women? The women Norwegian beach handball team have been slapped with fines. Why? Breaking COVID protocol? No. Having unauthorised people back in their Olympic Village accommodation? No. Bad language? No. Unsportsmanlike conduct? No. The Norwegian beach female handball team have been fined by the Olympic Disciplinary Commission 150 euros per player, a total of $2,410 Australian, because the women want to wear shorts instead of bikini bottoms. The European Handball Federation handed down the improper clothing ruling after Norway played Spain last weekend. The organisation said that the shorts that they wore were not in accordance with the athlete uniform regulations. The fines have created global uproar, with athletes and celebrities from around the world taking to social media to lash the decision. Jess has the latest on all of this because it concerns one of Jess's musical icons, Pink, who, by the way, I love. I think Pink is so good on so many levels, not just a great performer, songwriter, but she picks up, I reckon, the right causes to carry. And she's picked up this one. Jess, we'll try you again. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Pink's all over this one, Luke. On Twitter today, she has written, "I'm very proud of the Norwegian female beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their inverted commas uniform. The European Handball Federation should be fined for sexism. Good on you, ladies. I'll be happy to pay your fines for you. Keep it up." And I think most people feel the exact same way as Pink does. I mean, it's laughable. I can't believe this is happening.
I can't believe it either. So the girls, so we've seen the beach volleyball, and the girls wear the skimpy bikini bottoms. And according to the European Handball Federation, wearing shorts is deemed improper clothing, and they have been fined by the Olympic Disciplinary Commission. This is 2021, Jess.
It's very strange. I mean, the men are wearing shorts. The men aren't wearing bikini bottoms. So it's not like they've gone against this universal all-gender rule. This is specifically for just the women, but the men get to wear shorts. Hello. This is crazy.
It is crazy. 133353. I mean, I noticed that tennis legend Billie Jean King has tweeted her support for the team. The Norwegian women's beach handball team is facing fines for wanting to wear shorts instead of bikini bottoms, Miss King wrote. The bottoms are not to cover more than 10 centimetres on any sides, but the men wear shorts. The sexualisation of women's athletes must stop. What about the female, the women beach volleyball? They wear very skimpy bikinis. Do they wear those bikinis because it's a rule, or do they wear them because they want to? I don't know. Do you know anything?
No, I don't know. And I think these conversations will start to happen, I suppose, because this is a serious fine for breaking the code of dress in your official sport. This is a serious, legitimate fine. And I think it's shocking that they are allowed to issue such a fine and that such a fine exists for something like this. It's not like they're out there wearing some political statement or some flag of some sort, yeah, you know, protesting against the government or some regime. They just want to wear shorts. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's funny. It's just so ridiculous.
I can't believe in 2021 it's an issue. I cannot believe it. Bikinis have not been compulsory for beach volleyball players since 2012, according to the International Handball Federation. Female athletes must wear bikini bottoms for handball. And male players wear shorts. It is unbelievable. Let me tell you a story, Jess. Back in the day, the Australian women's basketball team, now called the Opals, women's basketballers back in the day, Jess, used to wear bottoms that we called scungies. And they were made of like Lycra, but they were probably like bikini bottoms. And then come 2004, I think they changed so that they actually were wearing a kind of outfit that looked a bit like what cyclists wear. They were tight Lycra, but they had legs that came halfway down your thighs. If you look for a picture of, say, Trish Fallon, who was a member of that team, and you see her in a basketball uniform, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it was very, very, very tight fitting. Very tight fitting. The men wore singlets and shorts. And a friend of mine who was on the Olympic training coaching team told me that the reason they encouraged the women to wear the tight Lycra basketball uniforms back in the day, because just now, if you look at the women's basketballers, the Opals, they wear singlets and shorts just like the men, right? But back in the day, they wore these very, very, very tight Lycra uniforms. And the friend of mine that was on the coaching staff told me that it was quite deliberate because that they knew the women would be body conscious more than men. And he said that they told them to wear these, that it was an instruction to wear these tight uniforms so that they would train harder and not put on weight.
That's, I'm speechless.
He told me that the women would be very, very conscious of their body shapes. So they wore these very, very tight uniforms in order to train harder.
Cool. We'll just let the women choose what they want to wear. These are athletes we're talking about. They can make their own choice. Thank you.
The Norwegian beach handball team, they have been fined because they want to wear shorts and not bikini bottoms in competition. This is one of the most bizarre Olympic stories I've ever heard of, up there with the cardboard sexless bed. I just can't believe this is an issue, Jess.
It's very, very strange. It all just comes down to the sexualization of women in sport. It actually kind of reminds me of the story. It reminds me of 2019 Taylor Harris, the Carlton star forward, and that photo of hers, you know. And it was deleted because the comments by men were just so sexual. This is a professional athlete doing an awesome kick. And they took the photo down and she put it back up and said, I don't care what people say. This is an awesome photo of me doing a kick. Why am I being sexualized? I'm playing my sport. This would never happen to a man. So I just think we need to get past this. I mean, women are athletes just like men are. Move on. Thank you. Next.
Okay. Have you had your right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
You feel better?
It's 2021. Come on, people. Come on, people.
I can't believe it. They've been fined. But Pink has said, I'll pay your fines. 133353. I can't believe that there is actually an Olympic standard that the bottoms of the female handball teams are not to cover more than 10 centimetres on any sides. It's actually a rule. It's very strange. 133353 is the telephone number.